And here comes Jesus riding into town like a conqueror would, but a conqueror on a donkey.
Hello and welcome to the Sermon Podcast from Evanston's Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Our pastor is the Reverend Keith Fry. Today's sermon happened on Palm Sunday, and Pastor Keith talks about and helps explain the confusing aspects of the day. Emmanuel Lutheran Church is a reconciling in Christ congregation. We welcome people of every age and size, color and culture, every sexual orientation and gender identity, socioeconomic status, every ability and challenge. We welcome believers and questioners and questioning believers. Come join us Sundays at the corner of Sherman and Lake in Evanston. And now, here's Pastor Keith Fry.
Glory and praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Am I alone in finding this day confusing? We begin with what seems to be a joyful procession, a parade of sorts, waving palm branches and singing Hosanna, and it's joyous and festive. And we walk in singing All Glory, Laud, and Honor, which is a beautiful hymn whose words have been sung on this day since the 9th century. And it has this wonderful, triumphal tone to it. And then, bam! I haven't even let you sit down before we've moved to the sobering consideration of the cross. It's this whipsaw action emotionally, and frankly, it's confusing. But I think it captures what the first disciples must have experienced in the course of this week. Remember how confused they were when Jesus suggested to them going back up to Jerusalem? Remember them saying, "Lord, why would we go back? They were just trying to stone you there." His followers thought that this was madness. And I think they came along with much fearfulness and with trepidation. And here comes Jesus riding into town like a conqueror would, but a conqueror on a donkey, not a white stallion. Jesus enters Jerusalem in a mockery of imperial power. He enters not with troops, but with a ragtag band of fisher folk and construction workers and tax collectors and farmers. None of this is normal. It's backwards. It flies in the face of what everyone expects. And the crowd cheering him, in some ways, it's really more of a mob. The political powers of the occupying force that was Rome dreaded the Passover festival when people from the countryside came into the temple in Jerusalem, swelling the city's population for a week. It was often a time of unrest, and that sometimes bubbled over into insurrection as the oppressed and overtaxed and poverty-stricken populace got together in large numbers and began to feed off of one another's frustration. They were ripe for a fight, and charismatic leaders could cause them to pull together to flex their strength against the power of the state. It had happened before. And the disciples, who often had hoped that Jesus might be such a leader, maybe mixed in with their fear, also experienced exhilaration as they started to look around them at this crowd that was coalescing, wondering if this might be the moment for Jesus finally to step forward and claim the throne of David. You know, my whole understanding of the events of the entry into Jerusalem were altered, It was altered. When I learned that that cry of Hosanna is not a cry of praise, it's a plea for help. It's a cry of desperation. Literally in Hebrew, it means, come save us. It's the plea that you would make to a king who has the power to change things when everything is going horribly wrong for you. And the people shouting Hosanna know very little about this Jesus, other than the word that has spread about his ability to heal and to work wonders. And they pin their hopes on him for a moment, look to him with expectation, hoping that he might be the one to throw off Roman power and restore things to the way they used to be, to the way they should be, pleading for him to make their lives better. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. That's a quote from the Psalms that were sung as people approached the temple. And they are a cry to the king who is coming to their aid. The authorities are also confused, anxious at how this man, Jesus, is stirring up the crowds, fearful of what might happen if they don't act and act swiftly. They see him as a threat to the way things are. And this procession is to them a deliberate act of provocation, an in-your-face act of defiance by an itinerant preacher from the countryside who has been confronting the way things are and challenging preconceived notions and talking about a world that will be turned upside down. This is no triumphal procession for them. This is for them an ominous sign of a movement that might change everything. We live in confusing times ourselves, don't we? Things that we've counted on for stability, the church, political institutions, family structure, you name it. Everything seems to be on shaky ground. And over again, people tell me they just don't know what to think anymore. We're confused and we are worried. And we may not be living under occupation and brutality, but our world often seems shaken, both in the collective, communal sense and in the individual sense. But the good news of this confusing day is that Jesus of Nazareth rides straight into our confusion and despair and hears our cries, our pleas of Hosanna, come and save us, and willingly proceeds to save us in the most confusing of ways, not by claiming earthly power and wealth, but by emptying himself, taking on the form of a slave, and willingly proceeding all the way to the cross. Christ enters our confusion, embracing it, taking upon himself everything that is broken, everything that is not normal. And through the power of the cross and of resurrection, he breaks the power of sin and death and emerges the victor. The good news of this day is not in the waving of palms and acclaiming Jesus as king. The good news of this day is that our God loves us so much that he hears our cries for help, enters our painful and confusing world, and leads us through death and resurrection into the promise of the world as it shall be. So when we come to the table and we sing Hosanna in the highest, Let that be your own plea for rescue from whatever oppresses you and binds you. And then bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord to save us. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Keefe. And again, we welcome you to come join us for our Sunday service each week at 10:30. The Emmanuel Lutheran Church is located at the southeast corner of Sherman and Lake in downtown Evanston. Thanks for listening.